بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Faith through action. Sunday, the 5th of Ramadan, 1394, the 22nd of September, 1974. If it was enough to know what was true on a theoretical level and to have belief in one's heart, then Amr bin As should be the first Shia in the world. The same Amr bin As even composed verses of poetry in praise of Ali. Amr bin As, who, on his deathbed, at that sensitive moment of a person's life, expressed regret and showed remorse, who said that he had sold his religion for the worldly promises of Muawiyah and fought Ali, even though he knew Ali was right. So, from where I'm sitting, Amr's faith was deeper and more insightful than the Shia of the 14th century, who find out about the imamate of the commander of the faithful and believe in it. Is Amr one of the Shia? You say he's not. Why isn't he then? Because you and I both know that when you believe in the imamate of the commander of the faithful alayhi salam, there are certain duties that become incumbent upon you. Your first duty is to not pledge allegiance with Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan. But Amr joined forces with Muawiyah and fought Imam Ali. In other words, because he did not observe the moral duties and responsibilities that this belief directs towards a person, that is why he isn't a Shia. This principle is correct, and because it is correct, I want to apply it to us.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
On the same basis, let us ask, am I sure I am a Shia? Are you sure you are a Shia? Do we do our duties as Shias? Do we uphold our moral responsibilities? The Quran speaks clearly and unambiguously about this. It explicitly negates faith from anyone who categorically neglects the moral duties that faith engenders. Therefore, the faith that Islam values and recognizes, this is one of the fundamental principles of Islam and Shiism, is the faith that gives rise to moral duties and sustains these. It is the faith that is always accompanied by moral responsibility, and if it is not, then it is not expected to have its desired effect. So do not expect any assistance in this world. Do not expect any security in this world. Those who have faith and do not taint their faith with wrongdoing, for such there shall be safety, and they are the guided. The Quran, Surah 8, verse 82.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.